Let's get in touch with Reed.
Reed, let's do the upload, the uplink.
We've linked with Reed.
And 5, 4, 3, 2, burn. I have no idea. Every time I do this, I think I don't know how the song goes. And then it seems like I do. Welcome to Flowing with Famous. This is Famous Whitewater with you. And as always,
Famous Whitewater handle from the Fresno Famous days.
From the Fresno Famous days. People don't know me as that anymore.
Wiffle? Anyone remember Wiffle?
Oh, I remember Wiffle.
Anyone? No.
With me is Mike C. And you are listening to the only all Fresno File podcast.
Right.
Talking about all things wonderful about our fair city.
Yeah.
And we do it every so often. I want to say, you know, we were really good for a while.
It's officially a bi-weekly, but yeah, we do occasionally miss.
We take some time off.
Miss a week, and it becomes a three weeks.
Every 3 weeks.
Which is a bad thing to do, but damn it.
Hey, you know.
We got to do it sometimes.
Yeah, we're back. And there's been, has there been a lot that's happened in Fresno since we last talked? Probably.
There's been enough happening.
But, you know, there's been some stuff, both news, big, you know, news kind of stuff, and then, you know, other kind of Fresno culture-y.
Well.
Culture.
Culture. Well, the what's our number one topic that we'd like to talk about on Flowing? Josh, what do you think?
I'm going with downtown.
All right.
Downtown
more specific. Be more specific.
Fulton Mall.
Yes.
All right.
You got
we
it.
We had some Fulton Mall.
We had some stuff. John Oslin, who is owner of Kino,
yeah.
Has the nice building there and right there in Fulton.
Right there on the end of
the
Fulton Mall, yeah.
Across from Warner's.
The north end.
And,
across from the Warner's Theater.
Yeah.
On the north end of the Fulton Mall.
Next to the Wilson. Sometimes I get Wilson
yeah, it's
and
next
Warner's
to the,
confused.
Yeah, it's there.
Right there.
They're all right there, yeah.
He wrote a editorial on the B about it was kind of a generalization of the Fulton Mall in downtown, but one thing specifically in it was that he is, which seems like this support is just keeps getting bigger bigger.
Yeah.
He is a supporter of traffic on the mall.
Gotta get the traffic.
And the $20 million project of basically returning traffic to the mall.
Right.
And he is supporting that and supporting, you know, downtown and how that needs to, the core needs to be good, which is kind of funny because we've said on our show, we are officially of pro-mall people.
Right. Well,
mostly.
Right. No, I
once
mean,
once in a
yeah.
while we change, but.
Yeah.
But it is whether you're the pro-traffic or pro-keeping the mall. The end result is the same as we all are on the same page of wanting. It is important to Fresno that either the Fulton Mall needs to be opened up or that it needs to be revamped in some way or fashion.
So, you know.
And I'm still not off on it. I'm still.
You're still not sold on the traffic. Huh?
No.
You know, so I don't know if you read, not last week, but the week before, maybe not this week, so a couple weeks ago I wrote my column in the paper and was essentially talking about you know, the city council had put forth approved this 10-story building that's going to be built up there in River Park,
right?
You know, a new 10-story building. And so, comments to on the Fresno Beehive or the Fresno Bee story, there were a lot of people who were saying that that River Park is now sort of the heart of Fresno. You know, and for so long, you know, everyone always, all the downtown supporters, all the people of the mall, they're like, you know, downtown, the urban core, that's the heart of the city. We need to keep it. And there's a whole group of people that, and I don't know how big that group is, but I think there are a group of people who would argue like, no, River Park is where we're at. That's where all of the things that we you know, care about. And so in my column, my point was like, okay, that might be true, but if it is, then you people are sad, you know. Like, I really feel bad for you if really you're the entirety of your the culture and entertainment of your city is represented in River Park. But I do think that, you know, there are some people that just you will not reach ever, and you cannot convince them ever that downtown is worth saving. Mall, no mall, traffic, yeah, whatever. They just don't care.
There is a contingent of, you know, the government's down there. That's all it needs.
Right. And I think
and forget about the rest of it.
And sometimes I wonder if it is such a large contingent that, you know, we just say, that's fine. F you people.
Yeah.
And just do whatever, we want. Because the truth about it is that downtown Fresno will continue to exist. And it will continue to, I mean, it won't exactly thrive in the way that people want, some people want it to, right? Like, there won't be any, like, you know, high end restaurants or you know, it won't be a River Park and have those kind of amenities there. But there's stuff on the Fulton Mall now. There's stuff happening now on the Fulton Mall, and that will continue regardless. It's not like eventually the whole thing will just shut down and go away. So, you know, I'm kind of like, yeah, fix the Fulton Mall or don't. I don't even care about it anymore, you know? It's not going to, like, affect what I'm doing right now, this moment, in enjoying downtown, enjoying, right, like, whatever.
Yeah.
That being said, there is some other news about the Fulton Mall that makes me go, well, maybe I'm wrong, and someday there won't be anything down there anymore. I'm talking about Luftenberg's.
So, oh, yeah, yeah, okay. Thank
See,
you.
See, I was like, we segue.
Where's Josh going? Yeah, Luftenberg's left a staple of the Fulton Mall, and
they've been there, I don't even know how many years.
And what's funny? I think it was it Paul Swearingen? No, damn it! Now I wish I would have remembered who it said was. No, I don't think it was Paul Swearingen, but somebody relevant had said
relevant to the
like
conversation.
was like you know, screw you, Luftenberg's, because you guys, they've been acting like. I think it was the Fresno Bee sports columnist.
Oh, okay.
Borzowski.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Basically, they've been acting essentially annoyed that the stadium was there and not taking advantage of it at all. And
the fact that their sign is seen by however many people.
He kind of hit on them because they kind of have been.
Yeah.
And they've done nothing about it, or, you know, nothing to the. To help themselves on that, and they did see. I do remember some when the stadium was built. They were kind of rumbling about it, and because once in a while baseball hit the sign or something.
Oh right,
and they're like kind of like old people, like get off my lawn, right. You kids, yeah, back there with the baseballs.
What are you doing, having fun out there?
Yeah, and
quit enjoying yourself.
So his point was kind of like, yeah, get the hell out of here. You've never been supportive of your what spot that is.
Right,
uh-huh. That is a key spot.
Yeah,
there. And I know that Sharton wants to have a rooftop bar there.
Oh yeah, explain where that is for people. If they're
it's
not
an off left field there, and so the Fulton the Mall entrance. Okay. Fulton Mall entrance is a stadium,
right
there.
Okay.
If you're entering the stadium from the Fulton Mall, it's on your right there.
No one does that.
I do that.
I'm
all
just
time.
Kidding. I'm just kidding. But yeah, it's definitely a great spot. They've been there. Now, obviously, you read the report, news reports of this, probably more than I did. Was there a reason?
Their reason was it was classic downtown complaints. She said that their customers complained about parking.
Oh yeah,
and complained about walking from the parking garage. That was their number one complaints. Yeah. And complained
Fair
that
enough.
They were all the way downtown.
Fair enough. And so they will be where now?
Now they'll be where they'll be in Blackstone, just north of Shaw, where that Golden Horse is. That
oh, that's a beautiful
iconic
spot.
Horse.
That is a
that is
wonderful,
like one of the ugliest
beautiful
spots.
Spot
on Blackstone.
You know, and it really gets me that, like, there are so many dumpy ass parts of Fresno. Mm-hmm. Like, really, Blackstone is full of strip malls.
Mm-hmm.
Is a strip mall any better than the Fulton Mall?
Well, according to...
Yes, because it has a big ass parking spot
in front.
It's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. It annoys me. Anyway, it's good for them, though.
But it's so
good for them to get what they want.
I get the whole parking thing, but like when I go to Fresno Brewing Company, there's the city lot that's in between the Fresno Hotel and the Fulton Mall.
Yep,
and I park right there. And I walk, I spend about a minute.
Right,
I think it's about a minute walk from that parking lot.
Right.
Okay, a minute.
Right. And, that's too much.
And people complain about this.
Well,
like, you have to walk maybe 2 minutes
to
something on the Fulton Mall.
Right. And truthfully, if they park there, at the new spot, are they really going to be parking any closer to the building? I mean...
No, yeah. I don't know.
But people are comfortable with the strip mall. They understand it,
right?
You know, so it makes sense for them. But you know, you really do have to give it to Leffenberg for staying there for so long.
Yeah,
I mean, and really weathering.
Producer Becky, you know, we got her wedding gown there.
Lots of people
years
did,
ago.
Yeah.
So, and I was kind of like wanting. I was like, let's go, because I was like, if I'm getting married, I'm making her wife get at Leffenberg. Uh-huh. That's kind of like,
see, that's
like
great.
It's a Fresno icon. Yeah. So.
No, it definitely is.
But now I don't give a crap.
Right. Whatever. that is interesting. It'll be interesting to see. You know, they are hearing that from their clientele. Blah blah blah. What they hear once they move. You know, because a lot of times. Places don't they don't want to move because everyone knows
it's actually going to be smaller than their space at the Fulton Mall.
Yeah, interesting stuff. So and it brings up a good conversation about what should be there, what should go into that building.
Well, Craig Charton he's been wanting to have a rooftop bar somewhere in Fresno, and that would be a perfect place for it. I would worry about an entertainment venue. I would worry about in the off season, the off season of baseball.
Right.
What happens there?
Yeah.
Because during the season, I can see that working well.
It seems like it would be a perfect, you pour out of the stadium, you go into the sports bar or whatever.
So then it's working well. But during the off season, nothing's happening there because they don't put concerts on like they're supposed to.
At the stadium?
Yeah.
Right.
The stadium. Then you gotta combat the old age old. You're down on the Fulton Mall, getting people to come down there. And I don't know. Fresno Brewing Company seems like they figured it out because it's usually pretty busy there, and people know how to get there and stuff. So
I think if you have and Leffenberg's is a perfect example. If you have a product that people want, and you present it in such a way that it's, you know, whatever, they will search you out. They will go there. They don't really care.
Right.
You know, they may say they care. They may go, well, but they're still showing up.
Right.
So what's the problem?
Right.
You know? Right? It's the people you don't see, but then they're not going to tell you because you're not going to see them. So.
All right. Yeah. To get kind of back... to revert back to some footmallness here.
Backtrack.
Here's like, we're going to keep talking about it until there's something different about the football. Like they say in podcasting, niche is everywhere. We're in a Fresno niche.
Right.
But if we should just start a Fresno football podcast.
Football podcast?
The
probably.
Niche. But all the stuff that the pro traffic people say makes sense.
Yeah.
Nothing I see says, it's dumb. But there are two things, though. That keep coming up in my mind that are never changed by what the pro traffic people
say.
I'm
ready.
One is that these folks are of the ilk saying that there is no magic bullet for downtown.
Right.
And they've kind of been saying that before the open up traffic mall, like Craig Charton and Ashley Swearingen. But now they are touting as traffic open the Fulton Mall is a magic bullet for the Fulton Mall. I'm like, this doesn't rub that well with me.
All right, yeah, understandable.
Okay.
That makes sense.
And then number two is on Fulton, like where John Osterlin is and further north, on down to Fulton 55. Yeah. There are lots. GV Urban has built a lot of stuff. There's a lot of retail spaces there that sitting you can park empty. Right in front of.
Right.
No parking meters.
Right.
No, you don't charge for any parking. Yeah. You can park right in front of. There are a shit ton of retail spots. Right. Empty.
Empty, yeah.
And they're saying that you must people must be able to park in their, front, right. see, drive by it, see it, park in front of it. And there is plenty of that available. Right. On Fulton Street, right now, that is just empty.
Right.
So these are two things that keep
that's a good
bugging
point.
Me
that's
about it point. That don't ever change when I hear a pro traffic person.
I mean, I think that opening the mall to traffic will help in terms of, but it will help, but just in small ways. And mm-hmm. and really that the mall will never be what. Some people want, unless they're big changes, you know. And I'm going to segue.
Right.
Because
get me off of it.
One of these big changes is, you know, we need to drive development, drive things back to the core.
Yep.
We need to stop sprawl, essentially, I think, if we want the urban core to succeed. Right, we have to finally say, no, this is where we're going to direct stuff. It's back there.
Right.
And that brings us to today's
dun, dun, dun.
Council meeting. And the, oh man, let me see. I have to look it up because it's this public, it's a group of...
Reed, do we have some looking up music?
Some group of, it's a group of businesses. They are called Creating Prosperity in Fresno.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so this is a group of let's see how they describe itself. I'm looking at the story here on the B. They call it a private group called Creative Prosperity in Fresno, and they are they put forth I guess a resolution they approached the city council with this sort of list of things that they thought the city could do to better like help create jobs and things in Fresno. And it's a group of business leaders led by Darius Assemi of Granville.
Granville, GV Urban.
So and they have a lot of these like really cool things, among the goals: better schools, a business friendly city hall, streamlined permitting processes, and a general plan that promotes infill development throughout the city. Okay, throughout the city.
There's a key word there.
And so essentially, I think Remember when the city council had their 2035 plan that they were doing?
The general plan.
And they had like several various A, B, C, D, E, F, G, or whatever it was. You remember that?
Right.
And one, you know, and the developers came in and they were really pushing for this, whichever letter it was. And it was the one that sort of said, let us do what we want.
Yeah, basically it was like, wait, which letter is the developers pushing for? That's the bad letter.
And so, and A, or I think it was A, was the one that they ultimately went for, which I think was like, really, I think it was like 45% of the development would be infill and
it was
blah,
a
blah.
Big win. Like it was
a big win.
It signaled a change for Fresno. Like
now
we're not listening to developers anymore.
So what these guys are doing, the developer, well, and I don't want to say it's a group of developers because I don't know, but Darius Assemi is one of the leaders of this group. And, you know, I, at my job, have gotten several press releases from them. And their press releases come from a GV Homes email account, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's Granville.
Right.
And it seems like what they're trying to do is sort of like skirt around this general plan.
Yeah.
So even though the city like approved A, they're trying to like, okay, how can we kind of work it around so we can get what we want anyway?
They're basically it was they want to alter it to essentially just like everybody in Fresno city limits gets help.
Right, right.
And basically eliminating any kind of focus on downtown right. or anywhere.
Or Southwest Fresno. Or
just
or,
you know, any yeah. focus anywhere. Just like we're all, they're trying to just make it all even throughout the Fresno right. city. And that's not the point.
And I want to say that. Plan. So this story isn't the updated. I did read an updated story. And I think, or no, I got the updated press release. And the city did vote to... you know, approve this resolution, and it was like a 5-1. I think it was Blongjong was the only one who voted no. So, anyway, it's very interesting.
I think what's the ex news guy that's a councilman now,
Clint Olivier.
Yeah, I think Clint Olivier went against that as well.
I'm not positive, but anyway, so it's just very interesting because what I think, you know, it really does seem like any, I understand, like, I give the developers a little bit of leeway, especially the ones who are actually doing things in downtown.
Right.
Because I think even if they're in it to make money, and a lot of people would be like, well, yeah, they're in it to make money because they see that there's a, at least they're doing it and not a lot of developers are. You
right.
know? So I'm pleased by some of that stuff. But then I see this kind of thing and it's so disheartening, you know, to see. And I guess there were a lot of people, came out and talked back and forth. And so those city council, you know, meetings, there's stuff going on there.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just like boring, whatever.
It's not just a Parks and Rec.
There's stuff going on. You should read George Hostetter does a good job of following around all that kind of stuff. So
George in his hat. I think it's time for a band of the episode.
Oh, you want to go there?
Yeah.
Let's do that. So do you want to go ahead and talk about it?
I think you should,
I've Josh, talked so much this episode.
The Fresno Covers already. Fresno album.
So there, yeah. So
put on by Fresno
Urban Sound Experience. Came up with this idea to do the Fresno Covers Fresno album compilation, a bunch of Fresno bands covering Fresno bands. I think we talked about it on the show before, and we finally have it out. It has been released. You can see it at FresnoCoversFresno.com.
FresnoCoversFresno.com.
And it's really great. I think it's a really wonderful CD. I think the songs are all great. I think it's a great representation of the like current music scene, or at least a slice of it. But also like past, you know, because there's a lot of these bands that are covering, you know, music from bands that played in the 80s and the 90s and, you know, some in the early 2000s. So really cool across the board. And it wouldn't have been possible if not for the work of one Mr. Blake Jones. And I can't, you know, I can't really stress enough like how much his sort of vision of this was what made it happen. So band of the episode, I guess it's the guy of the episode, but he's in a band, and his band is great. So Blake Jones in a track shop. So maybe we could play just a clip, maybe from the album itself.
Right. Yeah.
Bye.
So
it's on Bandcamp.
It's up on Bandcamp.
If you digital people.
Yeah.
It'll be available, you know, and
everywhere.
At the festival, September 20th and 21st at the Fresno Urban Sound Experience. Yeah,
it will be available. I think we'll have it available as part of your ticket price, so you could pay whatever the price is and get a ticket into the festival and the CD.
Yeah.
And it's a good, I really do think, I mean, I was really proud at the final of the final product, what came out. I thought, you know, the choice of songs from all the different bands was really good. I mean, the songs are really good, you know. For the last week, I've been listening to it. But when I'm not listening to it, I have all this stupid song stuck in my head, you know. I'm like singing whatever song it is, you know. So, which is a good sign.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just a cool Fresno history thing that will now just be there forever.
And there is talk from Blake. What's he talking about? Of doing it again.
Yeah, there's talk of a volume two.
Volume two, and I think it's a great idea. So if you are a Fresno band and you like other Fresno bands, think about that.
Yeah, think about a cool song.
And you can contact us.
That wasn't covered on volume one.
Yeah, whatever your favorite.
Nobody covered I Like Legos, like Knock Suck.
That's true. That is true. See, here's the great thing about the idea for the album, right? Is that, like, everybody has, like, if you're in a band in Fresno, you know other Fresno bands, and you have, like, a Fresno band that's your favorite.
Right.
You know, that's not your own band, obviously. Mm-hmm. And you have a song that you love that's like representative of the scene for you. You want
other people to like, you miss this song. You need to hear this song again.
Yeah. I think someone needs to do it. Maybe It'll Grow Back will do that next time.
There you go.
Because that really is probably one of the songs. And it's by this band called The Neanderthals.
Yeah.
And they were like a little bit ahead of me. Of my of when I came by, they were playing like right when I barely first started going to shows and stuff. So I never really got to catch them.
Yeah,
but that song was still there, and everyone was always talking about it. You know,
I remember hearing it on KFSR all the time.
Legos.
But like I said, it was.
Have you
it was
heard like it
before? I was 21, so I wasn't.
Have you heard it lately?
Only the chorus, because Reed found it.
Yeah, hey Reed, can we hear this one?
Hear it again.
Yeah.
See?
It's just one of those songs that, like, it's very indicative of the times, I think, that it was made. Anyway. Yeah. So, there it is.
Yeah. Go find that.
Yeah. Go track it down. What else?
Something we missed last time.
Oh.
Which was something I really wanted to talk about. But now it's kind of.
It's too late.
A little bit dated, but still, it's still relevant.
Okay.
Mark Scott leaving. Was it Mark Scott? City manager.
Yeah.
He came to Fresno. He was a Fresno native. He was a city manager throughout. You know, and like where did he come from?
I don't remember. He had been around doing this job other places,
and he came back to Fresno. You know, he was an important guy, and he came back to Fresno. It was kind of like a win for Fresno.
Yeah, because it felt
sort of like bigger. He kind of became bigger than Fresno or whatever. So it was sort of a win for Fresno to come back.
Yeah.
And when he came back, he said, "I'm staying. I've come back to my hometown, and I'm staying," and took root here and everything. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere,
and then Measure G,
right after Measure G fails, all of a sudden he gets a job in Burbank.
Right.
And that same job in Burbank.
Yeah.
Burbank.
And he's out. Yeah.
And he's just out.
I think he did. I mean, and I don't know. I really don't know. I haven't talked to him, whatever. But my gut is that he just was disillusioned by the way that things rolled out.
That's what it feels like to me. You know? That's the And
let's make clear, that's
between the lines.
Right. This is completely like...
This is conjecture.
Conjecture, right. This is nothing that we know. Right. Yeah. We're just throwing it out there. And if he wants to call in and give us the real scoop, please do. But
can email thefresnan@gmail.com.
Yeah, just email and say you guys are wrong or whatever. But yeah, and I mean, and people called him out on that because, you know, they said, well, wait, when you were when you first started the job, you said this, that, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, things weren't the same when he started to, you know, and I think the last little bit when he was there really kind of got ugly for him.
So, right.
Yeah.
And he was just like, that. He just gave him his excuse to like, well, I'm just going to, I'm out then. You guys are going to be like that.
Right. Well, and I sort of feel like, hey, man, that's, you can't blame people sometimes.
Yeah.
If at the end of the day, they're like, you know what? Thanks for everything. And I fought the good fight, but I'm going to step aside and go someplace else.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
But I really like I really dig his replacement.
Oh, uh-huh.
Because I'm sorry, I'm blanking on his name. But, you know, he came up through the ranks.
Yeah,
Like, started as a mechanic on the buses.
Yeah.
And then now he's the city manager. Like, stuck his nose, the grindstone, just kept working and working, and now he's the city manager. Yeah. So
and you don't get that
I really
very
dig
often.
That, yeah.
Yeah. Cool. We can do things right sometimes.
Yeah.
Until there's going to be a scandal or something. Just kidding. So I don't know. Is there anything else that we really should talk about?
On a lighter note, I guess. No,
on a lighter note.
Just being the summer and, you know, you're always looking for ways to get out of heat or whatever. There's been like a thing where...
We are in the middle of a... Did the heat wave finally secede?
Yeah, it finally went under 100 degrees.
Yay.
Fresno's always touted as... We always tout ourselves as being close to everything in California.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We're in a day's drive of everything California offers we can go to for a day and come back.
Right.
And
pretty well.
I mean, San Diego. If I'm going to San Diego,
or if you start going north,
I'm going to stay there.
Right.
If I go to Tahoe, I'm probably going to stay a night.
Right.
But I mean, you can get to
generally.
Everything.
You could go to the coast. You can go to the mountains.
You can wake up in the morning. And go. I feel like going to Tahoe. Yeah. Let's go. Yeah. I feel like going to San Diego. Let's go.
Right.
And this has been Batata. We're the gateway to three beautiful national parks. We're right there. We can go to the beach for a day. We can go to San Francisco or LA.
Right.
And so there's a contingent that's saying, you know, we need to stop touting that we're close to a lot of stuff and touting what's in here. And I'm sort of like, I've been like that before, but now I'm like, well, still it's like pretty cool that I could just go to the coast for a day or I can just go up into the mountains have lunch. Like a few weeks ago, we just went up to Shaver.
Uh-huh.
Just had lunch and hung out at the lake for like an hour and came back down. And it was a nice like little break.
Right.
And we didn't spend any money more than like going out and having lunch at River Park.
Yeah.
And it was nice. And that's an asset for Fresno, even though I wasn't in the city limits.
Sure.
I was just up there at Shaver with all the other Fresnans.
Right, yeah.
It's not like there's a bunch of other different people up there. We're just all Fresnans hanging out at the lake. So it's like, I don't know. I'm still enjoying being close to everything.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, I think that is one of the assets of what we have. And I agree in a sense that, like, you know, we need to do a better job of, like, telling people about the things that we do have here.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think we do have a lot of things that are really worthwhile. One of them is the fact that we're close to things. I mean, that's just it. And because, you know, a lot of people go to the coast maybe, but maybe they don't go up to Shaver. Maybe they don't. How many people do you know who have been to Yosemite or been up to
there's a lot of like lifelong Fresnans that are like, oh, I've never been to Yosemite or whatever.
Well, I had never been to Dinky Creek until
you guys went to camping Dinky Creek?
Went to Dinky Creek. It was No, it was fine. It was great. I had a great time. But, you know, that's exactly the thing. It's like, you know, there are a lot of these things that we have close that people don't really take advantage of, you know? But when we have high-speed rail...
Oh, there you go, man. It's on.
I don't know. Anyway.
Maybe my child will get to enjoy that.
Yeah.
I have the feeling that I'll be, by the time it's built, I'll be like too old and grumpy to give a crap.
Yeah, you can't ride on it.
Man.
Get out of here, old man.
I don't feel like going to the Bay Area. What's it? I don't feel like...
Right. So do you have anything else on the list?
Nah, man. It's time to.
Well, no, because I think we should, this weekend...
Oh.
Catacomb party is happening.
Well, yeah. It's too late. But people...
But I think we should
at
least...
What a party it was.
Yeah, well... we don't know. It hasn't happened yet when we're recording this. But I think we should just give it a mention because I think we talked about it before.
Right.
But it's happening this weekend. We'll come back next podcast.
Yeah, you can give a review.
And give a full review because I think it'll be interesting to see what happens. So I just feel like it should get a mention.
Right. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Now it's time
to plug it up. I hope you saw it'll go back at Catacomb Party.
Right, yeah.
Wasn't that set amazing?
They are wow. I'll go ahead and plug the band because we have some other stuff. There is a punk rock pajama party happening July 28th. I believe that's a Sunday at Audie's Olympic.
How does one punk their pajamas? What would you do to your pajamas and make them punk?
Rip them.
You rip them? You put spikes in them?
Spikes. Anyway, punk rock pajama party, us and Murder Park and the Dirty Limbs, which is Luke Giffen from the Quiet Americans and Jonathan Haddon from, you know, used to play in Rademacher and one of the guys from Stable Hands.
Yeah.
It's like their, like, you know, louder, punky kind of project. So Dirty Lambs and then a band from Michigan who's traveling through and need a place. So that's happening, Audie's, on that Sunday, the 28th. I think it's going to be real fun. Cool. In September for Art Hop, we're going to have our album. It's not an album. EP, I don't know, whatever it is, we have some new songs out. We're gonna do a release. It's gonna be we're planning it for the Art House, which is the cool little art studio there on H Street, and they're gonna have a skate demo and some stuff I think happening, so that'll be on the September Art Hop. Gonna be really cool, and we probably have some other stuff happening for the band.
But I know an EP coming out. Yeah. Be a Dorktown appearance coming up.
Oh, yeah. I think so. We definitely want to make that happen.
Yeah.
We'll do some acoustics. We do that now. Did you know?
Oh, yeah. Acoustic.
We do some acoustic songs. So there's that. Fresno Covers Fresno compilation. Again, I think we should plug that. It's at FresnoCoversFresno.com.
FresnoCoversFresno.com.
If you want to read what I write, if you are tired of my voice... my actual voice.
I'd rather just read.
But you would like to have my voice in your head.
Yeah.
Right? Then you can read me at FresnoBee.com or FresnoBeehive.com.
Make sure to look on Fridays.
On Fridays. That's
7 section.
Yeah, that's all my stuff in there.
Column is.
And what else? Anything? Anything good? I think that's it for me. Yeah. Let's just say. Oh, the radio show, the local show on KFSR. Yeah. That's Monday 6 to 7. That's me and Jamie. Real fun. All
you
local
can listen
music
to that on KFSR.org if you're not in the Fresno area.
There you go.
You know, if you're an ex-Fresno, I don't imagine there's many non-Fresnans listening to Flowing.
Who knows?
But you never know.
And then, yeah, that's it for me. So, anything you need to?
Just the normal Dorktown podcast.
Dorktown.
And
Perfect Four.
The Perfect Four craft beer podcast. And those are the other two other podcasts out of the same studio here. And look for Foga Famous on Twitter.
On Twitter and Stitcher.
And Stitcher and iTunes.
Wherever
you can
else.
View it on iTunes.
Yeah, find it.
What the heck?
Have we gotten any reviews yet?
Yeah, we've had a couple. Not lately, but we have a
couple.
From
people we know.
Yeah. People we know.
Well, that's better than nothing.
Yep.
At least people
better
are listening.
Better than no reviews.
Yeah. Hopefully, you know, people start listening and then we'll make it.
Yeah, tell
big
some
time
people about it. There's this Fresno podcast.
Yeah, it's not crappy. That's all we
it's
ask.
It's been around forever.
Is that you say it's not crappy.
In one form or another,
ourselves as the first...
We don't market Fresno ourselves, podcast. But it is. On Dorktown, I say Dorktown's the first. Oh. And ignore that Florida Famous is the first.
There you go. Cheers to that. All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for downloading, listening, and we will be back, I don't know, 2 to 3 weeks.
1 to 3 weeks.
1 to 4 weeks.
You never know. We could
10 to 12 weeks.
Have a special.
No, but yeah, we'll be back, and we will have more stuff to
go out and enjoy Fresno.
Go out and enjoy Fresno. Local. Buy local. Drink local. Listen local.
Yeah, thanks, Tioga Scoia.
All right.
Drink. Wow.